over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It is Rosie on the House. For the next hour, it's Rosie in the House. Talking about your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. Whatever it is you'd like to try and tackle around your house, you can give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Now, when the auto attendant picks up and answers, just push the number 1, and then you'll skip a kind of a long 40-second introduction on COVID protocol, and you'll get straight to Jennifer, and she'll get your name and number. Find out what your question is, and we'll do our best to put our building, Arizona building experience to work for you in trying to help you maybe finish a project that's dragging. Starting a projects are so much fun. How many projects around your home are started and just maybe not quite finished? Well, give us a ring. Let's see if we can't help move that project along. Or maybe it's a project you're considering about starting and you just need some additional information. Maybe it's something you're trying to tackle yourself, or maybe you're trying to tackle something that you know is above your skill level and you want to know a great contractor to use or to call in your neighborhood. Well, that's why we're here every Saturday morning, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend and give you the best information we can about how to get things done in your neighborhood. That's what we're all about. Our goal, always, to become your best friend.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923, and email info at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. And looking at the office this week, we had talked with a homeowner. Do you remember Jason? And I was going to say his last name, but we'll keep last names anonymous. We met him at the Pepper Sauce Cafe. We sat down and we started talking, and he started talking to us, and he's like, listen all the time, and I just planted a garden with my kids. This was right at the beginning of all the craziness. Well, they planted their container gardens and just harvested their last tomato out of it.
Oh, boy. Well, great. Success.
They put it up against the block wall under some shade trees and had them spread out. It was nice little family project. They had their first little family garden. And on social media this week, our most popular post was actually from last week, the picture of you guys in the hardware store from Natchitoches. Like the oldest hardware store and the oldest community in the whole state of Louisiana.
Natchitoches, Louisiana is the oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana. And we were in the oldest hardware store in Natchitoches.
And the oldest operating cash register?
I don't know if it's the oldest operating cash register, but the cash register they were using to ring things up was a 1901 cash register.
Well, until we find something older than that, that's the oldest one.
It's certainly working well. I got an email. We were talking about air conditioning and how to beat the cost of air conditioning. One of our emails from Scott says, hey, Rosie, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I remember you said before the APS rates went up that your monthly bill in the summer was like $270 when you're super cooling. I was wondering what you're paying now that APS has raised their rates. Scott, I haven't seen a bump at all. I fine-tuned my demand meter a little bit, kept my demand down. I can cool my house. That's 3 air conditioning units, super cooling by night and allowing the temperature to rise up during the day. I can keep my bill under $300. And that's virtually the same I was paying before the price rate increase. So the rate, I don't like that they changed the on and off peak, but that's really Mother Nature's call. It's really not APS's call, so I give them a hard time about it. But they've got to kind of react to, again, some of the solar that's being provided in the heat of the day. So the rate increase should not have significantly driven your bill up at all. You should be, if you take your total kilowatts consumed, which is in the upper right, I'm talking APS bill, in the upper right-hand corner of the first page, and divide it by the dollars, the total dollars, you should be somewheres around, if you're strategic, about 10 cents a kilowatt. Many of you, those of you on standard rate, you're paying over 20 cents a kilowatt. You're paying twice as much for electricity as I am. And I'm living more comfortable than you are. So I hope that answers your question, Scott. The price rate increase from APS should not have significantly impacted you if you're being strategic.
For the third week in a row, the most popular item in our e-store is the Earth Talon Shovel, which is funny because it's one of the clunkiest things to ship and transport, but it is one of those things you can't
kind
find.
It is kind of hard to wrap up.
Once you get one, you're hooked.
Put stamps on it.
Yeah.
And our featured product right now is actually the American flag. We don't sell a lot of flags, and I don't care if we never sold another one. I just, the thought, knowing that if you wanted an American flag made in America,
that's right,
we have them. Just that for myself, if we never moved another one, made by Valley Forge Flag Company out of Pennsylvania, we've got American-made flags.
They're a nice flag, too.
If you need one ahead of 4th of July, we can still get those to your doorstep before next Saturday. We will be live on 4th of July broadcasting here from the studio. We're not taking that day off. Something new, and have you seen the amount of innovations in decking lately? You know, for years it's been just, you know, your standard. You've got your concrete footing, you've got your wood frame support, then you've got your horizontal trusses and then, or your vertical trusses and your horizontal planking. Well, there's a new company out of Texas Fortress, and they specialize in designing steel decking. Not necessarily the top that you're walking on. In most applications, they're doing a composite deck.
Yeah.
But the structure underneath steel. So you're taking a
zero maintenance,
a 50-year deck to a 200-year deck.
That's right. That with one-tenth the amount of maintenance.
And they've got a lot of great railing systems, both modern and classic designs, that are made out of metal, so you don't have those components. And at the point your composite decking might go bad, you know, before the steel ever does, you know, you can just take that off and replace it without having to start all over on the deck. Well, here's a new one that's really cool out of France. It's a Monarch brand, and I can't tell you a whole lot about it because the website's completely in French. The video is spoken in French, but the visual aid to it, imagine a decking system you don't have to have a foundation or grade for.
Makes it quick.
It's quick. And the way they do this is they've got the steel structure that goes down flat, and then it's just... picture your dishwasher or your washing machine. You know, when you put it in place, or your refrigerator, you've got all those little screws in those four corners to adjust up and down to make it completely
That's
level.
Right.
It's got a system just like that. So then you raise and lower the deck. You know, you could even slope it a little bit if you want a little rain runoff, or completely level however you want. So then you just turn it to get to the size and the level you want. You could go straight onto dirt. You could put it on top of an existing deck. You could put it on top of a foundation if you wanted. You know, there's only a certain height that rise. If you were going up, you know, 2 feet to meet a door, you'd probably still need to put a foundation. I think the rise is, like I said, it's all...
a little bit of a limit to it.
Right. But you could put... And it's heavy enough, it'll stay there. But it's also something that's not a permanent structure, so you wouldn't need a permit to put this on or replace an existing deck that you have.
We're talking a lot of new things today, aren't we? That's for sure. What else? Oh, the other thing that we've seen a lot of today is we go into our website and our phone logs, and we determine what's the most asked question that we're dealing with in this particular week. So when we get back right after this short break, I'm going to share with y'all what is the number one most burning question Arizona homeowners are asking Rosie at Rosie on the House this past week.